Thank you, Will. Good afternoon, everyone. Sun is shining. It's starting to get warmer. We see that temperature has been good in a couple of days last week, but sometimes it goes chilly again. I don't like chilly. I like warm. Title of my message today is Rising Up Early. Jeremiah repeatedly used that phrase in his book, and he referred to rising up early as to the prophets. The prophets were supposed to rise up early and go and meet the God of Israel, and specifically Judah, because at that time Israel was exiled. But the people of Judah would not pay any attention. You see, rising up early was used in reference to God, who Jeremiah reported that the Heavenly Father rose up early so that he could meet with the people, the citizens of Judah at the temple. And we find that in chapter 7 of Jeremiah. But they didn't meet with them, even though he really sorely wanted to see them. He looked very tenderly for his people, but they didn't show up. Zephaniah also sadly reported they rose up early and corrupted all their doings. And that was the situation with Judah. They didn't, and if you read Jeremiah, and right at the moment I'm studying Jeremiah again, but you'll find that it's very full of disobedience. I guess you could sum it all up that way. But now I want to bring in the subject of prayer into my message this afternoon that I have for you. Prayer is it is vital for spiritual and physical blessings that we all seek. You see, rising up early to pray sets the tone of the day. In the morning hour, spending that time, the hour, or however long your prayer might be, spending the time with God, communicating with Him, is crucial for spiritual growth. Each morning, God's sons and daughters have a fresh opportunity to recall His mercy and His protection. I'd like you to open your Bibles now to the 88th Psalm. Here we find a psalm that was written by Haman, he actually wrote it for the sons of Korah. And in verse 13 of the 88th Psalm, I want to read that. But unto thee have I cried, O Eternal, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. It's a faulty translation. In the King James Version, it comes from the Hebrew kadam, meaning come in front of or come before. And you can see that that isn't really the best translation. I think the best translation would be to use another meaning of kadam is surprise. So it would read something like this. But unto thee have I cried, O Eternal, and in the morning shall my prayer surprise you. But it didn't really. He thought it would surprise God, but God was already listening. So rising up early is a good time to pray, and you won't surprise Him, I'm sure. Or you may, depending on your past prayer performance. But today I want to give you a refresher on prayer and show you how we can make it a very important part of our lives. I'd like to go back a few pages to a Psalm of David. It's hard to say David. Anyway, Psalm 55, a Psalm of David, and in verse, these Psalms are so close together here. I turned too many pages. Psalm 55, verse 16. As for me, David wrote, I will call upon God, and the Eternal shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. So David prayed morning, noon, and evening, three times in a day. And he prayed and he sang and he prayed loudly about God's power and mercy. He was, you could say, gung-ho. I mean, I'm sure you probably know that about David. He was very enthusiastic, maybe even fanatic sometimes, but he prayed loudly about God's power and mercy. And in the morning, and perhaps he was rising up early. We also find in Daniel that Daniel, also prayed three times a day. He kneeled upon his knees and prayed three times a day, the scriptures tell us. And there is an interesting account there in chapter 6 of Daniel. You don't have to turn there. But Darius was very fond of Daniel. And Darius appointed 120 princes and three presidents to kind of run the details of things of the country. But the others were very jealous and envious of Daniel. And Darius even had thoughts of putting Daniel in charge of the whole thing. So these other presidents and the princes convinced Darius to set a statute that even though Darius resisted to that, they talked him into it, but the statute would forbid anyone except Darius himself from asking a petition of any god or of any man for 30 days. Or be thrown in the lion's den. Well, they heard Daniel's three times a day prayers through an open window. And of course, they reported it to Darius. And so he was cast into the lion's den. Well, God rewarded Daniel, not by not having him cast into the lion's den, but to have him not get into the lion's mouths. I'm sure you've heard all that narrative and, of course, its results. But my story today of being about prayer, rising up early sets the disposition for the day. That's the morning prayer. Spending the morning hour with God is very important. Each morning, God's adopted sons and daughters have a fresh opportunity to recall his mercy, his protection, and, of course, his blessings. That's a good time to set the direction and the guidance for the daily tasks that's set before us in prayer. Rising up early takes care of the morning hour prayer, but we still have at least two more opportunities during the day to commune with God in quality time. Sometime in the middle of the day, in the psalm it says at noontime. But noon is kind of long sometimes. So it gives us an opportunity in the middle of the day to give God our time in the second prayer. And then the last thing, and I want to repeat that, the last thing in the evening before retiring should be the third prayer. And I'd like for us to really deeply consider our prayer habits. So here are some questions that you may want to ask yourselves. I've asked myself these questions. Question number one, am I communicating with God as often as I should? Question two, am I receiving the results that I am expecting when I pray? Remember, Jesus said that we must believe that we will receive the things that we pray for. The third question is, am I receiving blessings for the things which I am praying? And the fourth question, I think, is the most important. Am I drawing ever closer to my eternal God? We should be, when we are talking with him on a daily basis, we should be making that a possibility, and not a possibility, but something that we should be yearning for, to get closer to God. And finally, I have a comment here from Jameson Fawcett and Brown. How great must the sadness and disappointment of our Father God, who earnestly longs to meet in communion and fellowship with his people, only to find that some of them do not keep their appointments with him. That's the end of the quotation. And I certainly hope that that quotation doesn't apply to any of us. Sadness and disappointment, he refers to. We find in Jeremiah 14, you don't have to open your Bibles there, but God said if Judah wouldn't change her ways, he might weep in secret and his eyes would run down with tears. So let's not disappoint God. And I trust that the imminent holy days will be satisfying to you, will be pleasant, meaningful, and profitable to all of us.